thank you. I really wish Brian could introduce us at every single show. That would be awesome. Take this heart of gold and melt it down. Then I'll come around. I'm treading lightly in your eyes. Said, honey, I can't live a life. But a life without you could never still be now. So much time to spend. Why paint this house again when the floorboards creak and pull you from your slumbers?
I'd hold you till the end, but honey, even oaks must bend if we intend to stick with one another. So take this heart of gold and melt it down, and I'll come around. I'm treading lightly in your eyes. Honey, I can't live a life,
but a life without you could never still me now. Down the drive,
there's a part of me that tries to keep that highway's call to me away. And another, further still, that sadly never will feel at home no matter how long I may stay. So take this heart of gold and melt it down, and I'll come around. I'm treading lightly in your eyes, and honey, I can't live a life,
but a life without you could never still.
Sit alive without. never still me now. We don't have many love songs, but we threw them all together right here at the front. The sad ones will come. Like a beacon leading me home. Like practice for us, only with a lot of people watching. So I'm gonna slowly introduce the band as we keep playing. But back here on the drums is Mr. Joe Westerlin back there. I was gonna tell you which state he was from, but then I blanked for a second. But Wisconsin's finest. And, It can't be an easy gig for a drummer in our band because we play so quietly that I can hear Joe breathing over his drum set sometimes. But he's good. He holds it down. Thank you.
in all your good time and rowdy ways. I tell you no lie, there's no burden greater in life.
As soon as you pick yourself up just to say hey to your loved ones, they'll all turn away.
Don't go living with trouble in mind.
There's no burden greater in
a song that I wrote on Mother's Day. I lost my mom when I was 18, and I decided, I think about 2 years ago, to start writing some songs about it and try to deal with it, because I was starting to feel a little fatalistic in my life. I want to have a more positive outlook on life. I feel like it accompanies the mandolin much better than the sentimentality and fatalistic view that I've been carrying around. It looks like such a jovial instrument, but it's in the hands of a very non-jovial person. So I started writing these tunes, and one of my absolute favorite groups is the Stanley Brothers. I tried to write a song in the kind of the style that Carter Stanley would have written a tune about his mother, and so this one's called Suspended in Heaven. Her journey's unending. She's leaving this shore for the sea of all know. She's gone on to find where the gods hide and wait. Silently calling her children back. Thank you.
oceans rise, the tides of a tear drop suspended in heaven.
Mother is gone, her body's at
Also doing a few songs off an album we put out a couple years ago. It's called Blind Faller, and yeah, they're still some of our favorite ones to play, even though it's been a couple years of playing them every day.
That last tune we just did was one that I wrote for Emily's grandfather. We got to hang out with him right at the end of his life. He was just living right down the street from us, so we would go and just hang out with him, and he would just talk. We would just sit there and just listen to him tell these old stories. And one of his favorite things to do was to drive. He loved to just drive all over the country. Any road we told him we were on, Emily would call him up and he'd say, "Oh yeah, that's got one of my favorite bridges." And so it seemed fitting to write a song for him and have it be straight driving groove. So we could just picture him riding down the road with his window down. But this next one here is kind of a sing-along. I don't know what the rules are with the audience singing along, but if you feel like it, go for it. Yeah.
Thank you.
came and Civil War went. Brother fought brother, the South was spent. But his true demise is hatred passed down through the years. And it should have been different. It could have been easy. Pride has a way of holding too firm to history. And then it burns like wildfire.
This is Andrew Marlin. He does all the songwriting.
Well, I promised I'd introduce everyone. So back here on the stand-up bass from Knoxville, Tennessee is Mr. Clint Mulligan.
Glasses on the nights when he tucks his shirt in. This is one of my favorite tunes that Andrew's written, and it's one of the ones that I get to sing on, so it's fun. It's a sort of an older one.
She can sing on anyone she wants to. She dictates that.
Wouldn't it
This is Emily France here. We got our start doing just the two of us and traveling around the country in a minivan, playing for like, family members and stuff like that. So we like to give the guys a little drink break, and y'all aren't gonna get anything to drink. All right, that's cool. They usually just skip out and don't listen to us sing, just the two of us. This is one that we wrote when we were just hanging around a bunch of national parks, and I was thinking about one day the national parks not being there, and how we would probably just build monuments of the national parks. Which wouldn't exactly be the same, you know? So this one here is called Echo.
Carrying their saw it in a dream.
Monuments of trees is the air we breathe, turned our lungs to dust.
And the redwoods so tall,
and all their all began to rust.
With no bend and sway at all, that ancient dance was lost.
And the wind moved like an echo
with the sigh in every gust.
Back up here. Some of the dudes. It's Josh Oliver here on the guitar. Josh has been traveling around the country with us for a long time. He's one of our best friends and one of our favorite musicians. Stoked to have him up here. We'll do this song here that I wrote a few years back. I guess all of them I wrote a few years back. But I like thinking about songs being haunted and how some songs, they just keep getting repeated and rearranged over the years, and the people that have sang them throughout their lives kind of follow those tunes around and loom over the people that sing them. In a happy way, you know, like a... in a mandolin jovial way. I wrote a tune about it. Just kind of sending it out to the people that we play music with and folks we miss back home and folks like Josh and Clint and Joe, wherever he is right now. Told you he's a quiet drummer.
To keep these ghosts around.
us haunted a few.
Old ties and companions, you and I were just passing through.
Thank you all for coming and spending your Friday evening with us. We're excited to be up here this time of year because it starts to feel like fall up here, and it's not going to start to feel like fall in North Carolina for a really long time. Right now, I think it feels like a hurricane, is what I've heard. We've got a couple more tunes we're gonna play.
I miss the old hymn, where
when she used to sing. The sparrows spread their mortal wings. Now they've all lighted the silence of streams, like notes on the pages. She breathed life into all things. If you could help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in, and you can help. Our memory will ever shine like golden embers in like an old friend, reach out to me and bathe me in the light of understanding, and try to help me to share the trouble that you've got burning in, and you. She flows, her depths hold no secrets, and that's where you'll find my rage, where the loss and the tears tucked away through the years rise and fall in waves. It's time we made time just for talk. It's time we made time to heal. But I know she'll be there when I'm lonesome, and tell me just how I feel. Softly, tenderly, delicate voices, she'll lean in close and draw me near. And once I have heard, it's all I can hear. You may ramble, my darling, but I'll always be there. Thank you. she flows, she'll drag you along to a place just around the bend, where the riotous roam and nothing is sacred, where broken hearts never mend. How wonderful. How wonderful. This time we made time just for talking.
It's time we made time
to heal.
And I know she'll be there when I'm lonesome. Tell me just how I feel.
Soft. Ten ease and delicate voice.
Thank you all so much.
Let's hear it again, Mandolin Orange. Oh, what a great treat that was. And they are playing tomorrow at the Festival of the Farm down at Prowse Farm in Canton. Great live event, Mandolin Orange. We're going to be seeing lots of them coming up. But again, this is Front Row Boston. We want you to sign up so we can send you some information. We got an amazing group. Who loves Belly here? That group? Yeah. Completely sold out, sorry. So you better get on that list. We're going to be hanging out in the lobby afterwards, please. It's Friday night. We want to say hi to you. There are going to be tours. Stu over there is going to conduct tours of the studios. They're really, really interesting. This whole building is interesting. But come and hang out with us afterwards. Hopefully some of the band will come there as well. There are CDs. There's vinyl for sale. You guys look as if you remember vinyl. And it's back with a vengeance. But again, thanks for your support of WGBH. I'm Brian O'Donovan. On behalf of all of us here involved in the production of Front Row Boston, thanks for your support of public broadcasting. Remember those dip jars? Mandolin Orange.
We also really want to thank WGBH and Front Row Boston for having us here tonight.
They might lend a helping hand, 'cause I could stand a better show. Hard traveling down the road, feeling bad, boy, 'cause I'm a feeling low. Night after night, show after show, there's so many kind faces we'll never know. Hard traveling.
Have a wonderful weekend.